It is deadline day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka at McGurk's in Horsham. It's the WIP afternoon show. Ben Davis with us as well. And I send it over to the deadline desk and Devin Caney for an update. I don't like that you look sad. I
Scoops.
Feel like you're going to give me bad news.
No, it's not. It's not okay. Bad news. All it's right. not. Yeah, don't. It's not okay. Quan or anything.
Okay.
But
right.
Orioles sending two guys, Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Ramon Laureano.
Wow.
To the Padres.
It's a huge trade.
Holy moly!
And the Padres still making
moves. How do the Padres, Dombrowski? How do the Padres have enough prospects to get everybody? Every single year. And we're like, well, we gave away one. Enough already. Like, seriously. How do they, is it because they're in California? Like I
honestly, no. Maybe. But yeah. I don't know what they gave up for them yet.
Well, if it's those two, they're giving up.
Assuming a lot.
A good bit.
Something significant.
Yeah.
Now, so there's one thing. It does take them out of Quan.
Okay,
that's good.
Well, yeah, they
all
can't
right.
add him to the
Okay,
situation.
All right, okay.
So
all
it could
right.
be the Dodgers and the Phillies and maybe the Astros for – well, no, the Astros just traded for Jesus Sanchez. So it might be Phillies and Dodgers for Stephen Kwan.
If we get beat up by the Dodgers, I'm going to
– I know.
I'm gonna
you might not be able to make it home.
Smack
no.
Fritz.
So O'Hearn's awesome. Laureano's awesome. How will they do this? So Preller – first off, Preller's a nut job. Like, he will always go for it.
Say who you're talking about, the general
sorry,
manager.
AJ,
yeah, I mean,
yeah,
sorry, my
sorry.
Goodness, I
sorry,
have no
sorry,
idea.
Sorry. So AJ
about.
Preller's the general manager of the Padres. Now, he is an unbelievable scout as a GM. Like, he started as a scout, worked his way up, turned into a GM. So he's a great drafter. Always drafts high school kids. And then they also do really, really well in the international market. They always have enough to go after international guys. He doesn't care about prospects. He has no problem changing his team on the fly. He's super, super aggressive. So, I mean... he would be a perfect. He would be an amazing GM for us because he every year he goes for it. So, yeah, he is. He's a wild guy.
Well, every year he goes for it, but they have the
enough to
the
keep,
prospects to keep going for
yes.
it, and that's what like.
That's
I
why
keep,
you gotta lay him on the line.
Look, I don't want my GM worrying about winning a trade. I want my GM worried about winning a World Series. And the truth is that if first of all, if you get the best player in the trade, you have won the trade. I don't care what prospects you're giving up. If you get the best player in the trade, you win the trade. The second thing is that, like, you can't – general managers, I think, and I think this is a problem with Maury, they look at value and think sometimes, I don't want to give up more value than I'm getting back. But when you are a team trying to win a World Series, it's hard to win trades. It's just hard to win trades. It is because the other team knows that you're in a position of need and you need a good player. So that the cost is, here's what the price is. The price is whatever they say it is. And like this team is just too close and too close with teams that are getting better around them to not make a trade like that. So the Padres go and get Mason Miller and they go make a trade like this. Then I don't care. Duran's a good pitcher, a really good closer. Harrison Bader is a fine player. You have not improved yourself the same way the Padres have improved themselves.
And the Mets continue to make moves.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting for the notification the Dodgers traded for someone. Like, there's just – it's just an arms race. And that's what's unfortunate. The National League is loaded. The American League's not.
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros might win the American League again, and they traded Tucker and Bregman this offseason. Or let go of Bregman this offseason. It's crazy.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Experience the difference in showrooms with showrooms in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the Phillies' deadline so far? 66% say B, 19% say C, 11% A, and 4% D. Ben, we were talking earlier about them giving Duran the ninth inning and, mm-hmm. and really having, like, a closer. We all understand that if the good part of the lineup is up in the eighth, then sometimes it's better to use your best reliever in that spot.
Yes.
But is there something to sort of the vibe and the, I guess, the other team knowing that your ninth inning guy is a shutdown guy that maybe changes the complexion of the innings beforehand? Like, is there an advantage to having the ninth inning guy be the ninth inning guy in almost every situation?
There is. And being on the opposite end of that, knowing when we played the Yankees and we saw Mariano getting loose, we know game was over. Conversely, when Hells Bells played and Trevor Hoppen ran out of that bullpen for us when I was in San Diego, I knew the game was over. And that to have that in your, you know, on your side, goes a long way. And it's demoralizing from an offensive standpoint if you're on the other team, thinking, you know, you never want to go into a bad saying, I got no chance. But these they had no chance. And I'm not saying Durant is as good as Mariano or Trevor Hoffman. But those hitters had no chance against either one of those guys.
Yeah.
And it's demoralizing from an offensive standpoint. But if you have that on your own team, now, having said that, if they come up, if they face the Dodgers in the postseason and it's the eighth inning and Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman are up, I would give the ball to Durant in that situation.
Yeah, I think in the playoffs, it's a all you're trying to do is win that one game.
Right.
Right? But I think they're – even if you, when you're in the stadium – for one of those closers that has the lights go out and the song comes on mm-hmm. and the trot out to the mound, the electricity that brings into the stadium, I'm sorry, it's just different than like having Matt Strom out there in the ninth because you used your guy in the seventh and he's a good matchup in the ninth. No offense to Matt Strom. It's just a different vibe.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean,
we were up there for the Mets series.
Oh, for when Diaz.
Yeah, we saw it.
That's awesome.
We saw it firsthand.
And coming into this environment in South Philadelphia,
this dude
might throw 107.
Yeah, we need that. Have we ever done that for a closer?
Yeah.
Kimbrel
did it for,
Who?
Kimbrel had one.
Oh, did he?
And it was cool. Like,
this
when
is
he,
how much I don't
before
remember Craig
he,
Kimbrel
you know,
being here.
fell apart.
Yes.
It was cool. Like, being in the stadium to see him come out was awesome.
So all I remember is that in frickin' game six, when he just blew game four and game three, they played it for him in, when they were losing.
Should not have done it. Yeah.
And I
remember that.
I was ready to run on the field
and
tackle Craig Kimbrel myself.
It's like a read the room
situation. That
would
have been great to see.
Dude, taking out handcuffs. taking out a handcuff.
At least you're not holding a grudge.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Would never. I'll never
great
get
content
over.
For the show.
Oh, my God. It would have been amazing.
You want to get your name on the map? So according to like the Twins beat reporter, mm-hmm. he said one Minnesota Twins player said, no one wants to stay here if they're selling like this.
Oh.
You mean Byron.
Wow.
Come
Is it,
on.
Cody Clemens on the Twins?
Yes.
He's got, by the way, he'd be second on the team in home runs.
Yeah.
I think he's got 12 or 13 home runs.
Well, let's trade for Cody.
Bring him home.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Essentially, where we are is the Phillies are still, we believe, and it seems like, still in the race to potentially get Stephen Kwan. And it may come down to whether they're willing to give up Andrew Painter. I am officially going on record. Go get him. Go
I gotta
get
admit,
him.
Ben Davis swayed me.
Go get him.
No offense, Jack, but I'm saying when Ben says he would do it,
What's the rotation gonna look like in 2 years?
Who cares?
Right.
We'll be too busy celebrating our World Series win in 2025.
Exactly.
I have no idea what the rotation is.
There's not
look
even
like
gonna be a baseball season in 2 years.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, well. 215-592-9494.
That affects everybody. How would the High Hopes podcast be affected by that?
Oh, baseball's the best.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing of all time.
I'm just wondering, what were the content you had to talk about labor stuff every day?
You talk about the Westchester Adult Baseball League.
Yeah.
Third in the league in the ERA in 2014.
No big deal.
Everyone remembers that.
Yeah, some tells me Jack's not a labor relations
I can barely figure out arbitration. You think I'm breaking down labor talks? I don't care. Just play baseball. I'm an eye test guy, all right? Like, I don't care.
An eye test guy.
Come on, Ben. We don't do analytics.
He's unbelievable.
Stephen Kwan's on the TV
right now. Dude, Kwan, like the people.
There he is.
It's either you get Kwan or you don't get Kwan. Just like from the standpoint of like how good he is.
Yes.
You look at the numbers, you're like, whatever, I don't really see it.
You got to watch him.
You got to watch him.
I went back and I looked. And I looked at old texts. And 2022, the Yankees were playing the Guardians in the ALDS. And I think Kwan was a rookie that year. He might have been a rookie or second year. And I texted Jack. I was like, who is this Stephen Kwan guy?
I know.
I think he led off the series with a bunt base hit. And I was like, this is a baseball player.
He's I'm not talking about the Washington Nationals. He's a gnat. Like, he's a pest.
Yes.
At the top of the lineup.
Yep.
Like G-A-N-T.
G-N-A-T.
Yes, I see.
Wow. Exactly Jack knowing that's how you spell gnat is shocking.
Dude, I can spell. All right. I wrote a book.
Well, spell check.
Ben got a free copy. You guys didn't.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard Fransky.
Ben got a free copy. Well,
hold on. Ben wrote a review of it.
Hold on.
Fransky got a free copy, too.
Ben wrote
you
the
forward. You are such a disgrace.
What the hell?
Yep.
Fransky wrote the forward, first of all. Ben contributed with a very nice review of it.
Ringing endorsement.
I talk about it on the radio all the time.
We sold this damn book
for
you.
By the way, on the Bryce Ricky Sanchez last night, I said ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, my goodness, Ben. this is a family issue. This is inside. This is a, no offense to you, Fransky.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Fritz?
Yeah. You're a disgrace, man.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Sitting next to you every day. We pushed your book for months.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Put your name in the show.
But that was station management decision.
Well,
we agreed to it.
Ike and I were very involved in that.
Yes.
Well, guess what? You respect me and my family.
Dude, that's the last thing I needed to hear was that Ben and Fransky got a free copy.
Fransky wrote the forward.
Dude.
I don't give a damn.
I saw Fransky here earlier. He had the book in front of him. Only question I asked Scott Fransky today, I said, you pay for the book? And he said, nope.
Well, at least he didn't see him take him to the bathroom and start wiping with it.
Jack, will you sign it for me, please?
Yeah. Whatever you need, Ben.
Whatever you need, Ben. Jack doesn't even know how to spell his name. Kevin Reeby to sign it.
That is awesome.
215-592-9494.
Dude, you are unbelievable.
One of a kind.
Ben,
wants a free book?
Because they're baseball guys. You gave them free
books.
Yeah,
it's like, oh.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Same hood.
Hey, you guys are both in the acknowledgments.
We had to tell you to put us in the acknowledgments.
Right, it's almost us asking to be in the acknowledgments.
Yeah, highly suggested.
Are you in there? All it counts is that you're in there.
Unbelievable. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me.
Oh, my goodness.
You always have that trump
card. Yeah, I did hire you. Look where it got me. Nowhere.
And didn't fire me.
Yeah, it did. $30 for a book, whatever the hell I spent on
$32.99.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Ben, you might want to sit back and sit out of this small portion of the show as we talk about, you know, we want to improve the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And you at home might want to improve your love life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. You sure you don't want to drop in on this, Ben?
I'm good.
Okay. If you are not performing, and we know. Like, you know, I'm just talking to you in the car right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't perform like you used to, but you want to. You want to be young again in that way. And that's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is going to help you perform at the very top level. There is no shame in performance.
No.
There is only excitement in performance. You know, she's going to like it better. It's going to happen more. Blue Chew is everything you need.
Is that guaranteed it's going to happen more?
It's not guaranteed, but okay. I think it will. Blue Chew is everything you need, nothing you don't. So you need the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin in a chewable. That's what Blue Chew has. You don't have to go to the doctor's office, which is what you don't want, with these other things you have to do. You just go to BlueChew.com. Happens all online. Well, it happens in the bedroom, but getting the Blue Chew happens online. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line. They're going to send it to you directly, straight from the U.S. of A, in a discreet
hard
package.
There you go. And thanks to the WIP Afternoon Show, your first month is not going to cost you anything.
People helping people.
Yeah. And now, we could probably do it for 2 months if we didn't all have to pay for Jack's book, but we're going to do it for the 1 month anyway. Your first month is free. Just go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. Your first month is free. All you do is pay for the shipping, about $5.
Yep.
And then you can be ready, too.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it, chew it, do it, chew it, do it.
All right. Wow.
You enjoy that, Ben?
Loved it.
Yep.
Love it every day I hear it.
Jordan in Cleveland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, Jordan?
All righty.
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Great, man. So you're in Cleveland. Do you watch the Guardians? Are you
Yeah, we're a season ticket holder, but I am from Wilmington, Delaware, so I'm a big Phillies fan.
Ah, okay.
Oh, all right. There you go.
So, I was at the game last night. So
you do get to see a bunch of Stephen Kwan. You're from somebody that watches him a lot.
Yes. I've seen plenty of Stephen Kwan over the last 2-ish years. Yeah.
And your thoughts?
I want him here because, well, for one, he is a great, great ball player. I know a lot of people look at the numbers and they don't really like what they see. They don't see a lot of power. The guy can play, and he can hit lefties really, really well. I would love him here, and I actually would give up Painter, but only if they gave up another reliever, because I think they're trying to offload a lot of guys.
Yeah,
seems like it.
Yeah, that's there was another reliever on Cleveland besides Class A, wasn't there? Jack
Keith Smith.
Okay, and is he still on the team?
Yes.
Yeah,
I wonder.
I think he moved to their closer role now that Emmanuel Classe is gone.
Yes.
I wonder if that could be part of the equation too. You know, if you get both guys.
If you could get Painter and maybe like a Arun Escobar for a Cade Smith and Quan, I would totally do that.
Yeah, what do you think of the deadline so far, Jordan?
Pretty mundane. I do like the Duran trade quite a bit, but the Bader one didn't really move me, if I'm being honest. It's just another platoon bat. Same thing as last year. They need to really go out and get somebody that can play every day.
Yeah, I mean, when you were...
I think Bader can play every day.
Yeah, I actually would be surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the move to drop Kepler and then, like, wouldn't it be... I don't know. I wouldn't... If they're stuck on bringing up Crawford, like, you don't have to play him every day, do you? I mean...
You don't want to bring him up and then not play him, right, Ben? I mean...
Well, that's why they said they haven't brought him up, Crawford, yet, because when they bring him up, they want him to play every single day. They don't want to bring him up and have him be a utility guy.
He's got
to
play every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Has to.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, Marsh is a good left fielder.
Marsh is... He's a really good defensive left fielder.
Left fielder. He's a horrible center fielder.
Yeah, even though he made a good catch the other night out there.
Yeah.
I agree.
I wonder if Quan could play center field.
I think in a pinch, but he's such a plus in left field.
Right.
He's a two-time gold glover out there.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. I do, Ben, we were talking earlier, I do think if the Phillies had traded for Bader yesterday and traded for Duran today, it would feel a little bit different than it does.
I agree.
It started off with such a bang, and if we were leading up to 6 o'clock and 5:17, it comes down that the Phillies, you know, get this high-level closer, I think it feels a little bit different than it does. I think the order of operations, somewhat a little bit affects how people feel.
I would agree with that. And also, well, last night it did make us forget about losing 2 out of 3 to the White Sox.
Dude. Didn't even think about it.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Didn't even think about it.
Unbelievable.
And it got out of hand quick.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, well, Taiwan. I mean,
Taiwan was fine. It was Banks.
I know. It's just
it was
like
Lazar.
He just gets.
He gets hit
when
so
he
hard.
He gets squared up.
Yep.
He gets squared up.
It's
he battles.
No, he battles and grinds. You gotta give him credit, right, Ike? But like, when it goes south, and it's just, I mean,
he shakes it off. I almost want him to talk to Lizardo, because Lizardo seems like he can't shake it off when guys hit him hard. Taiwan's like, oh, the guy hit 508 feet. Whatever. Like, they're all solo home runs somehow this year. You know, they hit the ball. Everything's the warning track. Everything's right at somebody. But he does seem to get through those innings, seem to get through 4 or 5 innings every start. 215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy trade deadline day to you all.
Hopefully it's a good end of the trade deadline day.
Yeah, we got, what's Dave got? An hour and 14 minutes left.
Yeah.
An hour and 14 minutes to get Quan. No, it's not going to happen. I think they're done, but I don't think anyone can complain about what's going on today.
We shouldn't have
even needed to be in the market for a reliever, but Alvarado took his 6 cups of HGH every morning, and that put us in this situation.
He was trying to lose weight.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's it. Slim down, speed up the pitch. It's all legal, right? It's all okay these days. But we shouldn't have even been in that position. But Dombrowski did his job. He solved that problem. He got us a bat. It was never going to be about the bat we bring in. It was always going to be about the current lineup doing what they need to do in order to make this team successful. So I still think we have the pieces, but we had to go out and get a bullpen because we had a guy. You can't read the label on a bottle properly.
Well, I actually, I mean... He knew what he was doing.
He read the label.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. Like, all the stories, it was funny when it happened. Everybody was like, oh, he's probably on Ozempic. Ozempic doesn't make you test positive for steroids.
He was trying to raise his T levels.
Okay. Well, you're not allowed to do that.
We've all been there.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea what
Ozempic
he's talking about.
Ozempic doesn't take your 93-mile-an-hour fastball and put it back up at 99 again.
No, it does not. It does not.
So I don't think that's the purpose. So I have a story for you gentlemen today, and I held on for quite a long time. You're going to hold on a long time on the afternoon show. You guys talk a lot, but that's cool. It's radio.
Well, that's Spike's fault.
What are you talking about?
It's always Spike's fault. Everything is Spike's fault. Well, the program director that becomes the show host has got to never be able to keep his mouth shut, right? After all those years.
All right. Why don't you get to your story? You're making a lot of sense, Jordan.
So, I met you guys in the parking lot at spring training. Remember me and my buddy Ross? And then we talked about going to concerts by yourself to not bring haters with you. And I love that. It was one of my favorite WIP calls ever. I appreciate that. You guys gave me Offspring tickets.
Okay.
Which I took my 12-year-olds to on Tuesday night. And I saw offspring when I was 12 for the first time in 1996. He's 12 in 2025, and we're seeing the same band together. So,
oh, that's a nice story.
Great night. They're just as good as ever. It was a terrific show, so I thank you all for that. Here's the real part of the story. So we had the Joe versus Jack cancellation, which I called a Shonda on the air in honor of my Yiddish-speaking grandmother. Through Shonda, we couldn't watch tennis. And I didn't get a chance to listen to the afternoon show, but I knew Spike was going to be chirping. So I get home from this concert at, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I, get my kid up to bed, and I put my headphones on, and I come into bed myself, and I use the Odyssey app, and I put on the afternoon show. And he couldn't even let the rage finish before your rage about this incident started bubbling up, Spike. So I'm listening to it, and I lean over, and I've been married 16 years, and I kiss my beautiful wife. And she turns around at 1:30 in the morning. And I'm not going to get too intimate here, but I think we know where this is going. And I was a little surprised. It's kind of late. I'm out at a concert. She's showing some interest in me. I had to say, honey, I can't do this right now. Spike Eskin is barking in my ear. Please let me take my headphones out so that we can continue.
No, you got to do both. Both at the same time, bro.
It was like the anti-blue shoe of having Spike complaining in my ear when I was trying to be in bed with my wife, but I put the headphones down and everything worked out okay.
What do you think it's like to be my wife? You see that the barking never stops. You see the issue?
She's got to be okay with the tattoos and everything. I have to say, speaking of blue shoes, Ike, I love seeing you do the face swap the other night, but I noticed you had a little bit of trouble getting it in. And I was wondering if the blue shoe might help there. I don't know.
You are very observant, because I did have problems getting the base pad back in there. I did. I had to wiggle it around a little bit, and I found the hole.
Whoa. Jeez.
All right. I'm talking about on the ground, man. I found it.
All right. Well, this is what happens after 4:30.
Well, hell, he just went on. That was like a five-minute rant about leading up to him and his wife.
It was a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty decent storyteller, I would say.
Yeah, I love Jordan Princeton.
Yeah, like, a lot of times when some guy goes on with a story like that, there's not a very good punchline, but the punchline was good. I thought he told the story well.
Yeah.
All right. 1 hour.
Then he added me to it.
Yes.
Why?
Well.
Well, Tornado adds you to it.
Yep. Coming up next, top 5 of 5. We're doing it even on deadline day. Jack, what do you have for top 5 of 5?
Stockwatch. Actually, not Stockwatch. Callers whose stock is up.
Callers whose stock is
so
up.
No one's stock is down.
Yeah, a lot of callers are having a moment right now.
Yeah, okay. There's one that I can think of.
So I think there's multiple.
I can't think of any.
Really? I think that's crazy. I think a lot of our callers are having moments right now.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
And I got 5 whose stock is very, very up.
All right. That is coming up next. Ben Davis with us all the way until 6. Devin Caney at the deadline desk as we wait to see if the Phils make just one more trade for the biggest piece. That would be Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians. The rumor is that they want Andrew Painter. I say go for it. 215-592-9494. Deadline day presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, live from McGurk's in Horsham. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.